All right, welcome to episode 27 of the Tag Teamers podcast. For this episode, we're going over every single champion in the WWE right now and giving our picks for who's ultimately going to take the belt off of them. So which title do you want to go over first?
Let's talk the World Tag Team Championships on Raw, JD McDonagh and Finn Balor. Who's your pick?
Yeah, this one's tough. I mean, both the tag titles are tough for each show, but I put Sami and Jay. I know they may end up going to SmackDown, so that makes that kind of murky, but right now, I mean, the way I did this was like, if I know somebody's getting a title shot, I'm just going to end up going with them most likely. And we don't know who's going to get a title shot for this, but we've at least had some breadcrumbs around Sami and Jay potentially going after those titles. So that's why I went with them.
Yeah. I actually went with Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee just because I think Sami and Jay are going to get the move to SmackDown. But I expect this probably to be the quickest thing to happen out of all these title reigns because I think it's important to get Finn away from the tag division if he's going to be feuding with Damian Priest. So I would expect this in the next coming weeks, if not, you know, next week kind of thing. This should be very quickly. I think Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio could have a fun little run as tag champs too.
Yeah. So you think just right on Raw, they give up the belts before Bash in Berlin?
Yeah, potentially, because I mean, I don't want to see Finn, you know, having PLE matches with Priest while the tag title, you know, is over his shoulder and that's not being defended. I just don't really think that does anything for the tag division.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's probably a better pick than mine. So some of them, I feel like I could have thought outside the box more, maybe on a couple of these, but the tag ones are tough regardless. Just kind of taking a shot in the dark.
Yeah, there's no clear direction with either tag division right now. And what makes this so tough with all of these that we're predicting is they're all relatively new champions. I think Cody's the longest reigning champion out of the current crop, and that's just 4 months. So, you know, a lot of these title reigns could go on 6, 7, 8 months. So it is, you know, hard to predict.
Yeah.
You want to talk the other Judgment Day member? Liv Morgan, World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, I'm going Rhea Ripley. That's chalk answer, but that's, I feel like, the best answer you can come up with right now. I do expect Rhea to get the title back, so this isn't just a total guess, but yeah, it's, I mean, we knew she wasn't going to get it back at SummerSlam, but I think another couple matches and she'll end up with that belt again.
Yeah, I got Rhea as well. I think Liv will have a title reign that lasts a few months, you know, with cheating or things like that, to, you know, just to draw it out. But I think Rhea's definitely going to be the one. I think Rhea's going to be in a big-time match at Mania. That night one main event, you know, definitely could be her. I wouldn't be surprised if she's main eventing against somebody like Bianca or Jade or, you know, whoever they put in that position. But I think going into WrestleMania, the title needs to be on Rhea.
Yeah, agreed.
Unless, you know, I mean, she could win the Royal Rumble. You know, that's a possibility, you know, if they did have somebody else take it from Liv. But I couldn't imagine that Liv's just going to continue to beat Rhea over and over.
Right. Yeah, I mean, who else do they even have who would reasonably take it from her?
I mean, who knows, right? Because it could be Becky. You know, Becky could always come back. You know,
yeah.
Charlotte could always come back. You know, there's always those type of options. You know, things happen. Like Liv, I don't think people would have guessed Liv would have been champ at this point, you know, 6 months ago. Just the unpredictability's there on the women's side. So it could be anybody, really.
Right. Yeah, it's just tough to have her, you know, defend over and over again against Rhea and then somebody who isn't like Hall of Fame caliber take it off of her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think this title reign is setting up to make a star. I don't think somebody will capture the women's title for the first time by beating Liv. I expect this to be already a star that's already paid their way, and that's who takes it.
Right.
Next, you want to talk the women's tag titles? Unholy Union.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta just assume it's Jade and Bianca. That's the only reasonable answer, really. I mean, unless if you're saying somebody else, you're just trying to get cute.
Yeah, I agree. I think those tag titles are just theirs, and I think this one needs to happen rather quick so we can get these tag titles back on PLEs and in meaningful feuds. I think I don't know. I mean, Jade Bianca could be a WrestleMania match, or if they really want to, you know, do something with this tag division, I think, you know, letting them hold it until Mania and setting up a big time match at Mania makes sense. But I don't think Unholy Union offers that same option. You know, these guys can't even get on PLEs, never mind WrestleMania.
Right. Yeah. If you give Jade and Bianca the tag titles, that will just make them a lot more important than Unholy Union can.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. To end it on the Raw side, World Heavyweight Championship, Gunther, who'd you go with?
Well, we have Braun Breaker, too.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
You want to hit Braun first?
Yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah, Braun. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, I'll just go ahead. Yeah, Braun Breaker. Braun and Gunther are the toughest ones. I said for Braun Breaker, Bronson Reed. I don't feel good about either of my answers for these two guys, but I said Bronson Reed. I mean, he had that, you know, kind of, what would you even call it? Just like he killed Seth, basically, to put him out for injury with his knee thing again, I think. But, yeah, so I don't know. I mean, they're trying to push him a little bit. It's weird to imagine anybody beating Braun Breaker, but I don't know. He's my pick. It's tough. It was between him and Chad Gable, and I can't picture Chad Gable beating Braun Breaker, and I don't think Gable really needs to be going after the Intercontinental title anyway, so I went with Bronson Reed.
Yeah, that's fair. I would be okay with Bronson Reed. I would be. But I went with Sheamus. I think Sheamus finally gets the Grand Slam here. Yeah, I mean, he's been chasing the Intercontinental title for a couple years now. The only title he's missing. I think Braun and Sheamus can put on some great matches. I think it's a great rivalry. I'm not looking for this to happen within the next few months. You know, like if this happens at the Royal Rumble or even WrestleMania, I'm okay with that. But yeah, I want to see Sheamus get the Grand Slam. And I think that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, that's a good answer, too. I definitely overlooked Sheamus a little bit.
I mean, he's older. So, you know, do they really want to put a mid-card title on a guy in his mid-40s? Maybe not. So, you know, it's kind of out of the box, I think, to think he would be the one, especially because they're making Braun as a star. You know, do you really want the guy in his 20s losing to the guy in his 40s? Maybe not.
Right. I just want to see Bronson Reed get speared. I just want to know what that looks like.
Yeah. I would love to see it, especially the one where Braun runs around the ring and, you know, and they do the aerial camera view.
Yeah. I can imagine Bronson Reed's face after getting speared. I just want to see what the actual spear itself looks like with somebody that big.
Yeah. I mean, Bronson Reed, Braun Breaker, I think they'd put on some good matches too.
Yeah. I think Bronson would sell it well. He'd sell the spear real well.
Yeah, he should. I mean, I think he's a good seller. He's a good worker, and I think that might help Braun Breaker to delivering a spear on somebody so big. Because so far, you know, his spears are on these smaller guys. But I think if he really were to get Bronson Reed through, you know, the barricade or something like that, that could be a good visual.
Right.
The World Heavyweight Championship, Gunther?
Yeah, really no clue. He's not going to lose to Orton at Bash in Berlin. So I went with Chad Gable. I think, you know, the Gable Wyatt six story could be coming to a close at some point in the not too distant future. And then Gable will kind of be free to go after something like the World Heavyweight title. So I think maybe in maybe a few months, he could take it off of Gunther.
Yeah, I would love to see Gable get it, but my only concern would be I don't know how long Gunther's reign's going to be. You know, he could hold this thing for a year, and you know he might not be in the spot. I landed on CM Punk. I think Punk versus Gunther's a lot of people, you know, top match they'd like to see on Raw. I think by the time we get to WrestleMania, we're going to probably get Seth versus Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship, and I think this is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, I was looking at Gable, Drew, and Punk. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm just with these, if I'm trying to look like 8, 10, 12 months down the road, I'm totally guessing. So I'm just trying not to let the variance of the future play too much of a role. Like, I'm just like, okay, you know, reasonably, like within 3 months, what could happen? And that's kind of who I went with. But yeah, I mean, of course, CM Punk's always in that picture. Like, that's not a bad answer either, for sure.
Yeah, why, you don't think Punk could get it that quick within the next 3 months?
No, he certainly could. He certainly could. You know, him and Drew could be ending things just as quickly as Gable and the Wyatt Six do. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that won't or can't happen by any means.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but part of me is just like, you know, Punk doesn't need a title necessarily either. But he's also never a bad option to hold one.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like Seth versus Punk at WrestleMania, if that is the direction, it doesn't need the World Heavyweight Championship. It certainly doesn't. It's a big enough match. I think Punk and Drew are showing right now that, you know, Punk's feuds don't need the World Heavyweight Championship. As we joke about, they care more about the bracelet than the titles anyways. So, you know, they could go anyway. They could keep Punk away from the World Heavyweight Championship. I mean, if Gable were to do it, I would be incredibly happy. I just don't know if we're going to get there. Although Gunther and Gable have history, you know, they had a feud over the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther beat him several times, beat him in front of his family, made his kids cry. So if we ultimately get back to that and Gable's the one to take the world title off of him, that'd be a great payoff.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a great rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. So you didn't weigh in Seth at all?
No.
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 Okay, that's fair. You want to jump to SmackDown?
Yep.
Okay. Bloodline Tag Team Championships. Who you got taking them?
I went with DIY. I mean, we know they're going to get a title shot. I don't expect them to win that, obviously. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with the tag titles. I mean, honestly, actually, I'm just going to change. No, I can't change my pick to Sami and Jay because I used them for Finn and JD. But honestly, if I were redoing it, I would probably just put them on there because then you'll have potentially Roman, Cody, Sami, Jay all teamed up, and Sami and Jay have the tag team titles. But I went with DIY just because they're the only tag team that I think will probably be on that level in a few months and could potentially take it from them. But yeah, I mean, the tag titles are tough.
Yeah, I think the current reign kind of will depend on if Jacob Fatu's actually hurt. Because if he's out and he's going to miss serious time and Tonga Loa is tag team champion with Tama Tonga, I feel like that kind of could speed up the title reign. That could end, you know, in a fraction of the time. If Jacob Fatu's healthy and he's out there defending, you know, it kind of throws a different wrench in it. But I landed on, I got the Usos. I think they're going to reunite on SmackDown, you know, with this storyline, you know, that we're heading towards with the Bloodline. I feel like Usos versus this current Bloodline makes sense. I think Sami Zayn will jump over with them, but I think ultimately the Usos will reunite to get the big moment to, you know, win the tag titles back.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. United States Championship, LA Knight.
Yeah, I said Andrade. I think after Santos Escobar loses to LA Knight, then it'll kind of be Andrade and Carmelo vying for a contention spot for the US title, and which I think Andrade will get. And then, yeah, I mean, he may very well beat LA Knight, so that was my pick.
Okay. Yeah, I went with Carmelo. I think Andrade will probably challenge LA Knight first, but I don't think they're going to take the belt off of LA Knight too quickly. I actually went back and forth with Solo and Carmelo. Just I could see Solo getting the United States Championship after this whole Bloodline Civil War is done, but the reason I didn't go with him is I'm not entirely sure that LA Knight will hold the title that long, you know, for the Bloodline Civil War to be over. So I went with Carmelo. I mean, he's a perfect guy for a mid-card title. And, you know, him and LA Knight already have some issues. And I think this makes sense for the U.S. title. And I don't want LA Knight to have a super long reign here because I want to see him elevated up the card and be in the main event scene.
Yeah. That was my thought process, too, is like, once he loses it, he'll hopefully move up the card again and be contending for world title. But yeah, I think it'll be Andrade or Carmelo.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, there's an off chance it's somebody else. You can't rule out the Bloodline. That's why I said Solo's a potential, you know, you can't rule them out, especially if the other Bloodline, like if Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga still have the tag titles, you know, putting the U.S. title in that group, I feel like it's something that they'd be willing to do.
Right. I wouldn't rule that out either.
Yeah. Let's talk Nia Jax, WWE Women's Champion.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say Tiffany Stratton for obvious reasons.
Yeah, can't overthink it.
Yeah, right. Got the briefcase. She is as good as any woman wrestler in the WWE. I'm sure they're ready to make her world champ. Like, this is probably the most obvious one. Yeah, I think easily. One and Rhea.
I would say this one's more obvious than Rhea, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. But those are the top two. But yeah, this one is the easiest. Watch us get it wrong. But I mean, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I think it will be Tiffany Stratton. We've talked about it leading into Money in the Bank, but the briefcase just would make sense for, you know, Nia gifted her the briefcase and then she cashes in on her. That'd be good story, good theater. Tiffany Stratton's ready. She could have been champion yesterday. Nobody would have cared. You know, like she's ready. Nobody cares. She's 25 or whatever. She's ready. She's one of the best women on the whole roster. So, yeah, I think this one will probably be a fun story. But, yeah, this is what should happen, too.
Yeah. And then the last title, Cody Rhodes, right? That's all of them? Yep. I went with Kevin Owens. We know he's going to get a title shot. Don't expect him to win at Bash in Berlin, but could end up being a rivalry that lasts a few months. So, I mean, if I know maybe he's getting two or three shots at it, I have to pick Kevin Owens. Otherwise, I'm just really guessing.
Yeah. I mean, my concern with picking Owens would be I feel like they might go back to Roman, Cody, three at some point. You know, I mean, they kind of teased it. We saw the social media clips making the rounds of those two after SummerSlam. kind of teasing it. And plus, I mean, Nick Aldis, when he granted the title shot to Owens, he had already made note of, you know, I'll give it to Roman. So I feel like that potential's there. I think a lot of people would think The Rock is potential to take it, or Roman, you know, just given who knows if Rock Roman is going to be for the WWE Championship or not. But yeah, I went with Owens too. I don't think he's going to win at Bash at Berlin, but I think following Bash in Berlin, he's going to turn heel. He's going to heat up, and he should be taking the title off of Cody within the next 2 to 3 months. I think the title could use it. Cody could use it. And I think Owens deserves it. I mean, Owens hasn't been a world champion since 2017.
Yeah. If Owens doesn't win it, then Cody probably, he at least has the title until the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, 100%, because I don't see him dropping it along the way. I think if Owens doesn't win it, it is either The Rock or Roman to set up their match.
Yeah.
I mean, a month ago, I would have said heel Orton. You know, that's – if I could pick anybody, it would probably be heel Orton, just because I think the story of heel Orton versus face Cody would be tremendous. But obviously, he'd moved to Raw. For the time being, he's challenging for the world title. If he loses there, I would imagine it's probably going to take some time for him to, you know, be back in a position to challenge for a world championship, even on SmackDown. So there's definitely that possibility. Now, this one we didn't discuss beforehand, but I'm thinking about it now, so I want to touch on it. It's not technically a main roster championship, but I think it'll be defended. So if you don't think it will be, just say no defense, but the People's Championship. We saw The Rock running around with it. You know, he brought it on Raw. He brought it at WrestleMania. I would imagine we're going to get that at some point.
Yeah, I mean, who could possibly... I mean, obviously, Cody was the main one people talked about. Just don't know where that fits in.
I think Cody makes sense because if... It's the People's Championship, and The Rock essentially got moved out of the main event because the people wanted Cody Rhodes. So I think, you know, if they're going to defend it and you're going to pass the torch of what the true People's Champion is, I think that fits for Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Yeah, that certainly makes sense. But, I mean, say Cody loses his title to Roman to set up Roman Rock. Like, when do we get Cody Rock for the People's Championship?
I mean, right now, where everything stands, I don't think we're getting Rock Roman at Mania yet. I kind of think we're going to get Cody Rock. So that's just what I think right now. I think we're going to get Cody Rock at WrestleMania for the People's Championship and maybe a Bloodline Rules match.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I thank you for listening to this episode of the Tag Teamers Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to like, comment, subscribe, leave a review wherever you're watching or listening. We will be back on Tuesday with our recap of Monday Night Raw.